London has been found safe after disappearing for months, a relative announced Wednesday night.
Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use. No doubt starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for January the 5th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country. To do so on your radio and the traditions of our founding fathers, we use the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. We also use the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, and we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Yesterday was a two-hour barn burner broadcast. Myself, along with James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org is his website, and award-winning broadcast every Saturday night or at your convenience on demand, thepoliticalcesspool.org. We talked about mating with shorter people is a step towards a greener planet, they claim, since smaller individuals are inherent conservationists, the New York Times op-ed claims. Shame on these goofballs. They're nuts. They're crazy, folks. A new study wants to label meat as called high climate impact. The goal to reduce consumption, they say. I'm telling you, these people have lost their minds. It's insanity. I think they ought to put on meat good for your soul, good nutrients, great tasting, you know, this kind of stuff. But there you have it. No speaker chosen. House adjourns. Kevin McCarthy lost three rounds of voting. House must keep voting until a speaker is selected. Yeah, AOC hanging out with Republicans. Talking to Matt Gaetz, Paul Gosar. What do they talk about? Well, Republican Pennsylvania Rep. Brian Fitzpatrick said that an alternative candidate should come from outside of the House. Amen to that reality check. Trump declines to say whether he'll continue to endorse Kevin McCarthy for Speaker, but then he decided to speak up and said, please, please back Kevin. We got to back Kevin. Shame on Donald. What a disgrace that is for somebody who claims he wants to drain the swamp. Jim Jordan continues to gain votes. Will he be the choice for the speaker? I doubt it. George Santos, Republican, spent his first day as an outcast. So who had a worse day, McCarthy or Santos? Hard to say, but McConnell celebrates milestone. Longest serving swamp monster. Got to get rid of that guy. He also appears with Joe Biden. What a disgrace while the House is trying to figure out what they're going to do. Patty Stockman, wife of former Congressman Steve Stockman, was with us. FBI agent pleads guilty, destroying evidence. Yeah, the former state of Arkansas Senator John Woods being unfairly attacked. Anyway, West Point to remove Confederate monuments. Donald Trump Jr. signs big deal, seven figures, to do a new podcast on Rumble. See, I've been around here forever, and I can't get a penny. This guy gets seven figures on his dad's name, right? Prepare to be triggered by Donald Trump, says the New York Times. And Hope Hicks, the shamed leader for Donald Trump in the past, betrayed us, that's for sure. She claims January 6th made Trump supporters look like terrorists. Shame on you, Hope. We don't look like terrorists. That's what the enemies have tried to make it look like. You should stand up for the truth rather than withering under the gaze of an extremist that's telling lies after lies. Steve King, though, stood up. Good for him. He did a great job, in my opinion. He basically explained to us how this all works, really. And good on him for doing so, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Now Kevin McCarthy's speaker bid blocked for the sixth time in a row. Unprecedented. 2 days in a row, three votes per day. Kevin fails. fails. That's right, six fails. And what the mainstream press is blames the holdout 20-plus Republicans that are conservative. They claim they're the hard right, acting like they're the ones making a shame of the House. Joe Biden and others saying what a shame this is. Mitch McConnell, meanwhile, appearing with Joe Biden. Shame on both of them. Shame on Donald for backing Kevin. Shame on Kevin for trying to stay there when, look, after six votes. Hey, Kevin, listen up, buddy. Hey, Kevin, are you that greedy for power? Are you that derelict in your duty? Shame on you, sir. Don't you know that we don't want you as Speaker of the House? Can't you get that through your thick skull, Kevin? I don't mean to be so bold and belligerent and in people's faces on this, but come on, after six votes, don't you get that you're not the guy? How many votes does it take to say you're not the guy? Even if you somehow twist enough arms and manipulate enough people and somehow force your way and become the guy, Kevin, is that the way you want to start out? The return of the Republicans? Is that what you want to do, Kevin? So I say shame on the Donald for backing and pushing for Kevin. Look, six times Donald, we say through our representatives, we don't want Kevin. Do you understand that, dear Donnie? Do you get that, my friend? Somehow you guys can't get this through your thick heads. We don't want same in Washington. We don't. We want change, not the kind of change Brock stood for. We want lasting constitutional restoration. We want solutions. And it doesn't start with caving to the greedy Speaker of the House who failed us before, who nobody can trust, who flip-flops on everything and compromises, says one thing to one group and another thing to another group. We don't want the George Santos mentality of lying and deceiving to worm your way to the top, you goons. We don't want that anymore. Do you read me loud and clear, Donald Trump, Kevin McCarthy, and all you political wonk deep state thugs that want to go ahead and just force your agenda on the rest of us? We don't want that. I don't know how many times we have to tell you, we're already at six and we're starting at what, noon today for more? Why blame the 20-plus people that do not want Kevin? They represent their constituents of hundreds of thousands of Americans that do not want the status quo. Do you understand? Yes, I'm repeating myself. Why? Because these goons at the top don't get it. Even Steve King came on the radio and said, yeah, we don't want this, right? So I don't know what more we need to do or how we can stop these thugs, but you got to pull these greedy thugs from the House and Senate with a block and tackle, don't you? And it is sickening. Right? It is sickening. We're done with it. Okay? We don't want it. Now, is Kevin McCarthy that greedy for power that he just can't let go? Everybody who's a deep stater wants Kevin McCarthy. Now, we've been debating, me and James and me and other people, for quite some time about Donald Trump's deep state status. He's either deep state or he's so surrounded by deep state operatives that he can't see straight, folks. Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but we don't want Kevin McCarthy. We don't want a Speaker of the House that absolutely shuts down the Republicans every time they want to move on something. Remember, it was the Speaker of the House and some of these goons that prevented us from rejecting Obamacare entirely, right? This is what we're talking about, folks. Okay? And I don't know how to make it more bold. I don't know how to get in their face more clearly than I've already done. But Kevin McCarthy, your speaker bid has been blocked six times now. Now, it even gets worse because speaker vote gets crazy. After alcohol accusation, this is crazy. Republican representative, her name is Kat Kamick. I think is how you say it. CC is what I call her because it's like C and then C. CC said there was popcorn alcohol and blankets on the Democratic side of the chamber. Okay, is that true or not? Well, they rioted and said, how dare you say that? Take her words down. Yeah, you thugs on the Democratic side, go ahead and just violate her free speech. Just take her speech down, shut her down, and then pretend we got America while you guys are in bed with McCarthy and crew to absolutely stall the House. Now you run around over and over and over with your greedy seek for power and Kevin McCarthy along with Donald Trump and everybody else holding on, blaming the 20-plus Republicans that don't want you thugs. And now you say, well, by golly, it becomes a national security concern. We can't get the security briefs and run the country because we're being held up by these Republicans. No, you're being held up by Kevin McCarthy and the deep state goons that support Kevin and Donald Trump and everybody else. As soon as you step down, Kevin, and we can find a speaker that we can trust, they will vote him in and we'll move forward, okay? The block is not the 20-plus Republicans. The national security crisis is because deep state Kevin McCarthy, backed by Donald Trump, will not let go of power. That is the problem. Call a spade and do it quickly. But if there is alcohol on that side of the aisle or on the, quote, Democrat side of the chamber, my question for you is, hey, is that allowed? And let's tell the truth. Either this Republican, Rep. Kat Kamick, is lying, and they don't need to take her speech down. They just need to basically document that she's lying. And or she's telling the truth. We need to let the truth stand, not let the goons shut down her free speech. You follow? All right. Hang tight. I'm Sam Bushman. Liberty Roundtable Live.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by six corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Brian Rust with us, rustcreditgift.com. You got a friend in the coin business. Welcome back, sir. Glad you're feeling better.
Yeah, thanks, Sam. Glad to be with you this morning.
Kelly, welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. Good morning, Sam. Good morning, Brian.
All right, rustcreditgift.com, ladies and gentlemen. There's so much to cover. We'll get into the economic update in a second, but I'm talking about Kevin McCarthy. Kevin McCarthy had his speaker bid blocked for the sixth time in a row, three on Tuesday, three on Wednesday. The mainstream press likes to say, oh, man, these whacked out conservative right-wing 20 are the problem. They can't even run the country anymore because they can't get the security briefs because no one's sworn in yet, and it's a national security brief breach. But the problem that I'm having is they're blaming the 20 who represent millions of Americans who say, we don't want the status quo. We're done with that. We don't want a speaker that'll shut everybody down and cause all the problems that we've seen over the last couple of decades when the Republicans promise significant solutions and then they get shut down by their leadership. They're done with that deep state narrative, so they're pushing back. What I find fascinating is instead of the mainstream press calling a spade, they're deceiving the people once again, Brian and Kelly. What they're saying is, hey, you know what? These 20 upstarts are crazy. They're putting the national security situation in play where the country's at risk and, wow, it's a big problem. No, no, no. Why don't they look at Kevin and say, Kevin, six times you have been told in no uncertain terms that you are not wanted as Speaker of the House. Donald Trump, who backed Kevin McCarthy and pled yesterday for Kevin McCarthy to be elected. Donald, Kevin, you deep state thugs, don't you get it? We don't want you. So why are we letting these two have their way and blaming it on the, quote, 20, when the truth is we don't want them? And it's the Kevin McCarthy's of the world that are trying to hang on to power. This greedy, you got to pull them out with a block and tackle, Brian. It's nuts.
Yeah, you're exactly right. They throw a little tantrum here. They keep throwing this tantrum, and they get the media against them and so on, and they are with them and throw it against these Republicans who are trying to block. And hey, look, it's evident. I mean, we don't want you in there, and they keep saying, but boy, they're trying to change the narrative and change the rules again. And let's get I mean, it's a crock, and I think it's important that they take a stand here and keep fighting, because this is what we need to have happen.
Kelly?
Well, you know what's sad? I live in Utah. Not one of the four congressmen in Utah is amongst those 20. And in fact, John Curtis has come out and said, this is embarrassing. No, John Curtis, you're embarrassing. These guys are standing up for something that we all really want. And to sit there and say that, you know, they all just want their chance to be able to move up. That's all it is now. Once they get back there and they drink the Kool-Aid, it's like, yep, this is what I want for me. So, you know, Santos is the dream for them. But I guess they said he had a worse day than McCarthy. He was kind of persona non grata. But this is a joke. This just needs to move on. Just pull out. Be the bigger man. Now's not the time. Prove yourself later.
Well, and realize we just don't want you is the problem. Okay, when 20-plus people, that's a significant number, get together and say, we don't want you. And now they're saying, well, who should we consider for Speaker of the House? I named several people over the last couple of days. Who do you think we ought to have as Speaker of the House, Kelly?
Well, I like Jordan. I mean, Jordan's there, and you know what you're going to get, you know? Unfortunately, we don't have a Louie Gohmert anymore or a Trey Gowdy. I don't know if Trey was a senator or not, but guys like that, that you know, you can trust on what they're going to tell you. McCarthy's been heard, recorded, saying stuff that goes against anything he comes out publicly and says. And so, Jordan, I haven't heard that happen yet with him.
Brian, who do you think got to be Speaker of the House?
Yeah, I think Kelly kind of, you know, put it, you know, listed some names there. I just think it's just embarrassing that they keep pushing this agenda and our congressmen or you know, our senator, they don't want to step up and listen to the people. I mean, the people as well don't want him. And yet, I mean, what do we have to do? Do we another rally in Washington, D.C. and saying, yeah, we're tired of you making the decisions for all of us when we don't want it, and we're grateful for a few that are starting to stand up for what the people want, and that's the embarrassing thing is they just turn it away from the people. It's like Mitt doesn't, you know, he doesn't have my vote or my opinion. He does what he wants to do. He's part of that good old boy club back there, and we're definitely seeing it right now.
I personally would love to see something historic, which would be, let's elect somebody outside of the chambers. Okay, there's no law, there's no rule constitutionally that somebody has to be picked from Congress. So you know what? Think about it this way. You get another kind of I don't know what you want to say, recommended slash elected through your representatives as they vote for an outsider. I think that would be brilliant and a real solution. Somebody who could work together for the common good of America, work together for solutions, work together for, you know, bridge the, both sides of the aisle. Somebody from outside of the chambers, I think, would be a good move. I don't know that they're really looking at that seriously, but they ought to be, Brian.
Yeah, I think you're right. I'll bet they're not looking at that because they're not part of the group here. We don't want to disrupt this group. We've got a good thing going. We make a lot of money. We, you know, money's coming into us. We can do whatever we want. So, yeah, I think that'd be great. Let's mix it up.
I say they got a bad thing going. They're stalemated. They've got the American people looking at them at an all-time low. The deep state has abused us for long enough.
Yeah.
That's my response, Kelly.
I think they just assume that people don't care and don't know, and I think that they're probably not far off on that, unfortunately. But I was just reading about the 20 that have voted against them, and they've all voted for Jordan, every one of them. So that kind of tells you, hey, you know what? You guys want to compromise? Come over to our side. But I like the idea of taking somebody that isn't from the House. And also, I was reading, the only thing that's allowed on the House floor is water. On the Senate floor,
yeah, so they've been bringing some alcohol and popcorn and blankets over there on the Democratic side and such. And
that vodka looks a lot like water. So
Russia vodka.
Russian vodka. That's a Russian conspiracy right there.
You've heard of water with gas, right? Have you guys heard of that over in Europe, water with gas?
Oh, is that right? Is that
you know about that? If you go to Europe and you ask for water, they give you like seltzer water. They give you carbonated water. You've got to ask for water without gas to get regular water. Okay? Well, anyway, so they got water with gas over in Europe, but in America, man, we just got vodka water, you know? Some call it the pure water, Kelly.
Yeah. Well, you know, it kills all the bacteria. So.
Yeah, we're just trying to get rid of COVID around here. There. COVID whiskey going on. No, it's just insane that we're, look, no offense, but I agree with a lot of the folks saying this is an embarrassment. It's not an embarrassment that we are standing up for change or standing up for solutions. What's embarrassing is this attempt to pretend we're the bad guys or we're the enemy or we're the embarrassment. What a disgrace when one guy, Kevin McCarthy, after 6 rounds and 2 days and now security concerns, won't let go. And that the deep state wants to blame it on the conservative guys while they celebrate the melee with alcohol. What a disgrace for the country. Those are the disgraceful, in my opinion, issues we're seeing. It isn't that a few people are saying, no, we don't want to vote for somebody that we don't want to keep. That's not the embarrassment part. What do you say to that, though, Brian?
Well, it's ridiculous is what it is. I mean, he comes out, he erupts and says, oh, we're so close. These few here are really standing in our way. We're so close. So close to what? I mean, we don't want you in there.
Him twisting enough arms to force his way, and that's my point. Yeah, even if you force that to happen and eventually you win, all that does is create greater embarrassment that we cannot change the game no matter how many people want the change.
Well, and that's right. And then you've got these 20 others. Are they blackballed? Anything they want to do? When they, oh gosh, they didn't agree with that. That's what I mean. It's just
they're the ones that lost the McCarthy fiasco back in the day. Yeah. You know, right, Kelly? Well, those guys.
Well, and the belief is that hey, if I put in my time, then I'm due. You know, I'm owed this position or whatever, and that's the whole deal with it. These 20 for one vote for fun should just say Nancy Pelosi, just for fun. All 20 of them, Nancy Pelosi against him, and watch what happens and say, well, you wanted a compromise. We just tried right now.
Yeah, good idea. But I think there's a lot of people. What about Ben Carson for Speaker of the House?
Yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about it. I got a few more names on my list, ladies and gentlemen. We'll talk about a couple of them. We'll do it all in seconds. You are listening to the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Program. proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Eight family members, five of them children, were found slain from gunshot wounds in a southern Utah home Wednesday, according to authorities who did not provide more details. The victims were found when police did a welfare check at a residence in Enoch. Enoch is a small town of about 8,000 people, located about an hour's drive northeast of St. George, Utah. The man accused of killing four University of Idaho students arrived in Moscow, Idaho on Wednesday for booking. Brian Koberger is now in the Lataw County Jail. He's in isolation and continues to show no emotion, according to a police officer in Lataw County. No bond, no visitation, no phone calls are the rules. With his hearing expected to be today, a specific time was not given. Pope Francis presided over the funeral of his predecessor, Pope Benedict XVI, on Thursday in a grand ceremony. It should be noted the bridge maker did not focus on Benedict's life or accomplishments, and mainly read scripture. A celebrated rapper has been found after he went missing.
Rapper Theophilus London has been found safe after disappearing for months, a relative announced Wednesday night. The rapper's cousin, Mikhail Noel, posted on Instagram, "We have found Theo. He is safe and well. At this time, the family would love prayers and privacy. Thank you all." The post didn't provide details of where London has been found, where he had been, or why he hadn't contacted his family, which filed a missing persons report with Los Angeles police last week and asked for the public's help in finding him. London's family and friends have said they believe someone last spoke to the musician in July in Los Angeles. London, 35, posted prolifically on Instagram, but his late post also came in July. An LAPD news release on December 28th said London was last seen in the Skid Row area in October and his family had completely lost contact with him. I'm Julio Flores.
Congress convenes at 12 noon today to try to elect a Speaker of the House after many failed attempts. This is USA News.
Streaming on Peacock.
Fellas, I'm getting married.
From the creator of The Best Man and The Best Man Holiday.
Come with us to Quinn's wedding. Guaranteed to put a smile on your face.
An executive producer of Insecure.
They want to make unfinished business into a movie.
That book caused a lot of drama.
Get your popcorn ready.
Bring me up higher,
love. Maybe just like old times, only better.
The Best Man, The Final Chapters. A new limited series. Streaming now, only on Peacock.
Let's get lit!
Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. The six-piece towel set includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. And right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Carson might be a good Speaker of the House there. You know what? There's several other people that ran for president back in the day that might be good Speakers of the House. There's several state leaders that might be great Speakers of the House. What if you had a Dr. Scott Bradley be Speaker of the House, gentlemen?
Good idea.
Yeah. You know, see, there's so many options that we have. Why do we limit ourselves? While the disgrace happens, and it's not the disgrace the mainstream press points to, it's the disgrace that Kevin won't let go of power, and Donald's backing Kevin. For what reason, I cannot figure out. It's insane. Nevertheless, while they drink alcohol on the other side of the aisle and mock us, when I say us, I mean America, because they're not mocking really Republicans. They think they are. But what they're mocking is the process that our founders put in place to regulate the leaders, the two, the House and the Senate, the two bodies, if you will, the two chambers. They're disgracing and mocking that. But while that happens, Biden appears with McConnell. McConnell celebrates. He's been in the Senate longer than anybody now. And now Biden with McConnell promotes, quote, compromises. While there's divisions in the GOP, this alone is a mockery. Ladies and gentlemen, the deep state are thumbing their nose at all of us. Kelly?
I was going to say that the Republicans seem to follow the French in how to compromise. Put your hands up and surrender, you know.
Ouch.
And I hate to say it, but that's exactly what they do. Instead of leading, they talk big until, you know, the light shines on them, and then they scurry like roaches.
Sad but factual. All right, Brian, let's talk about where gold's sitting.
Gold is 1838.60.
3860. That's up a little bit, right?
Up a little. Still climbing a little, sure.
1838.60, ladies and gentlemen. Silver?
2346.
And that's down a little bit, I guess, from what I remember. Wow. Yeah, okay, there you have it.
Yep.
So what do you think that means then? Are people realizing the inflation is just too abusive? Or are they hoping for a better outcome with who got elected and the new start for the new Congress? What do you think is kind of attributing for this slight dip in manipulation? Because the stock market dropped a chunk, didn't it, and then came back up?
Yeah, I think that, we go as we're going. I mean, those people that are kind of tuned in to kind of an asset that protects paper, I mean, they're, you know, those people are still continuing to put their money into the metals. Those that want to just buy the paper, it seems, and so on. But metal protects paper, so it's important that, you know, you have, you know, we're saying, you know, diversify your portfolio and don't get caught. So when one's going down, the other's, you know, eventually when it hits the fan, should have metal.
You got that right. Here's my headline, the U.S. economy. And then I'm going to put a colon here. Enters recession. Inflation continues. Stagflation returns. Unemployment hitting new highs. And isn't that all we're really seeing, guys? What do you say, Kelly?
Well, things are looking, quote unquote, better. And I think the inflation has slowed down a bit, which those are only going to help gold and silver. You know, people think that inflation makes them go up, but it's actually the other way around. And I think that.
Hold on, I want you to stop and explain that so people know exactly what you're saying. This is important, Kelly.
Well, generally, when inflation hits hard, the metals, you know, it's not like an inverse relationship. The metals are kind of a follower of what's going on. So if inflation goes down, it doesn't mean that the metals are going to necessarily pop right up. You know, they're kind of behind on exactly what's going on. So it's almost more opposite, because by the time the one thing happens and the next thing's around, gold's starting to react to it. So gold's one of those.
Let me say it this way. The truth may grind slowly, but the truth shall come out. The lies run fast and run ahead of the truth, Kelly.
Yeah, exactly. And so the one thing with gold and silver is really buy it when you can get it, and don't worry about the price. I tell people all the time, I don't price precious metals in dollars. I price it in gallons of gasoline, in a real commodity.
So. Yeah, gallons of gas or food or whatever you really need in the real world, the medium of exchange is the discussion point, Brian.
Yeah,
but Kelly's right about that. Go ahead, Kelly.
I said David Lynn on Kitco. He calls it the Big Mac Index, and he prices gold in Big Macs. How many Big Macs can I buy for an ounce of gold? And he says it holds really, really tight.
Brian, makes sense to me.
Well, you can see it. I mean, you know, I'm more of a visual. So, I mean, if that, like, you know, Kelly, you know, would always, you know, he says that, you know, I remember when you could buy a gallon of gas for a quarter. Well, you still can buy a gallon of gas with that silver quarter today. So visually, I can see that, you know, and what's it costing me at the grocery store? What's it costing me as fuel or housing or vehicles? If I buy a new vehicle, I mean, it's crazy. So, you know, and we're seeing the debt for a house or a vehicle, you know, now that, you know, people are paying $1,000 a month, and maybe we get longer months to pay it off. I mean, we're kind of binding our ability to, you know, make it, because, you know, our paycheck or whatever just doesn't cover now the cost of food and you know, running the furnace or, you know, heat and electricity and all the other things that are piled on top. But, you know, so, yeah, it's important, if, you know, that we take care of our money and you know, buy things that, that have value. I mean, have, you know, put away money that has value.
Yeah, Big Mac prices measured in gold. I like that. How many Big Macs can you get with an ounce of gold right now? Let's say gold's 1,800 Big Macs, or what, like $4 or something like that. What do you get, 450 Big Macs, man? Is that what you end up with, Kelly?
I don't know. I don't follow that. But it's funny to watch him do that.
I just think it's incredible. It really makes the point, doesn't it?
Yeah, you price it. Yeah, they can print as many dollars or type in as many zeros as they need to. So that really is irrelevant. But let's talk about real-world stuff that you deal with.
Well, and then they'll bring back the commercial, that two all-beef patty, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, onion, all that, right? Isn't that coming
and
back?
And at the end, they'll go, and they'll stop, and they'll pause, and they'll go, and a big ounce of gold.
Brian sounded like Joe Biden there. You know the deal. You know the deal.
Wow. I'm just telling you right now. So Big Macs compared to gold is certainly a fascinating concept. But you know what? People are seriously worried about the economy, though. Amazon's so concerned about the future, they're going to eliminate 18,000 corporate and technology jobs. They say employees in human resources have also been given buyouts offers, so they don't have to lay those off. So they're going to get rid of 18,000 people straight up. It's only 6% of their workforce. And then they're going to beg everybody else to, like, resign and get kind of a stipend to bail, or whatever you want to call it. What do you say to that, though? Doesn't that spell trouble for the economy? When look, Amazon, of all people, and in the high-tech sector, I thought that was supposed to save us. Back in the day when they mocked Ross Perot, that was the headline. Now, 18,000 jobs, that's a lot of jobs. Even though you can say it's only 6% of their workforce, 18,000 families is the way you got to look at it, Brian.
Well, you know, I think a couple things on this. You know, these tech firms, you know, most of that's where the job cuts are happening, you know, because a lot of these tech firms, they try to build their business up and they hire all these people and make, you know, all these things happening. But realistically, they're looking to sell their business and capitalize on all the return on their money for the ones holding the top chain, I guess, of those companies. But I, you know what, Bloomberg or somebody, they were saying job claims decreased by 19,000, surprising the market. What a crock. I mean, they just changed the rules like we've talked about in the past. So, I mean, they don't look at all the aspects, and that's what I want to see everything, because that visual. Here's the whole truth. Yeah, I mean, yeah, maybe job claims decreased, but realistically it hasn't decreased at all. We're still – you know, a lot more jobs lost than it was before. But let's just change the rules. But that's what's happening. I mean, sad to say, but I know a lot of people that lost their jobs here over that Christmas holiday who were tech people. So,
oh, it's brutal. Sad. By the way, 1 ounce Silver Eagle, silver dollar, will buy yourself 7 Big Macs there. Just thought you should know.
Yeah.
It's crazy town. I got a whole lot more, Kelly. Brian, Sam, we're talking about Rust, coinandgift.com. You got a friend in the honest money business. Hang tight. You're listening to Liberty Roundtable Live.
As you all know, Roe versus Wade has resulted in some of the most permissive abortion laws anywhere in the world. For example, in the United States, it's one of only 7 countries to allow elective late-term abortions, along with China, North Korea, and others. Right now, in a number of states, the laws allow a baby to be born from his or her mother's womb in the 9th month. It is wrong. It has to change. Americans are more and more pro-life. You see that all the time. In fact, only 12% of Americans support abortion on demand at any time. under my administration, we will always defend the very first right in the Declaration of Independence, and that is the right to life.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
All right, man, I've been so intrigued by Kelly bringing up this Big Mac comparison that I got a little bit of information for you, ladies and gentlemen. The world was changed in 1967. Yeah, that's when I was born. Darn right. And that's also when the Big Mac came out. How much do you think a Big Mac cost in 1967 when I was born? Do you know, Brian? Kelly?
I'm going to guess 59 cents.
Ooh, okay.
Yeah. So I'd be in that market, 69 cents. I don't know.
All right. Started out at 45 cents back in 1967 when I was born. Now 45. I got details on how much the average Big Mac costs. It's $3.99. I said $4. I was a penny off. But I want you to guess where the most expensive Big Macs are sold. In the United States, of course. Any guesses?
New York?
City.
Ah, Hawaii.
Oh,
$5.31, people. Where do you think the cheapest Big Mac is sold?
I don't know.
Wyoming?
Mississippi.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah. How many Big Macs are sold every year? Any idea, gentlemen?
I think it's the state animal of Mississippi, isn't it?
The roadkill Big Mac? All right. That's fantastic. No wonder they're so cheap down there. Hey, how many Big Macs do you think are sold every year in America?
Oh, wow.
I'm going to say
300 million. I don't know.
500 million.
How many did you say?
500 million, half a billion.
All right. Do you have any guesses, Brian?
I thought maybe 300 million. I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Kelly is just dead on in everything almost. It turns out to be 550 million. Yeah. It is just shocking.
Somebody's got to eat
but,
more than
But
one.
Listen to this. What's so funny of this, it turns out the cost of a Big Mac has become more than just how much your favorite burger at McDonald's costs, ladies and gentlemen. It has been transcendent now to a whole economic theory. As Kelly mentioned, while you can't get a degree in burger or Big Mac-onomics, you can see the difference when looking at the menu prices across the country. Yeah. If you make it a value meal, it's $5.99 as opposed to $3.99. $2 for your drink and fries, don't you know? But how much you pay will vary dramatically where you live. This is a fascinating reality check because it's amazing. They want you to believe that dollars and understanding of economics is complicated. It's not complicated. How come a Big Mac, listen carefully, how come a Big Mac, a silver dollar, and a gold piece all keep their value? But yet, the fake fiat dollar continues to shrink in value. And in reality, you put that Big Mac-onomics in place, Kelly, as you wisely pointed out, and wow, it's really easy to see.
Well, there's another economist. He prices the dollar in 2x4s, and because and that kind of shows you with the housing market what's going on and where the inflation is, and so he called the whole housing thing, and he's like, price is going to go down, housing's going to go back up a little bit, you know, and it just makes sense. It's the real world.
Yeah, I find that fascinating, though. I know it sounds kind of goofy, But I really believe that figuring some of this out has value, though, to kind of compare this, to know, look, when there's this many Big Macs sold every year, 550 million, that really kind of puts it in perspective. No wonder it can be such a great economic indicator. I mean, it is a huge single commodity, but think about that single commodity. It's got to have beef in it. It's got to have onions and cheese and bread and all these different things all in a Big Mac that all relate to the cost of the sale. It's an amazing simplicity to a very complicated topic, Brian.
Well, at some point, maybe they're going to, you know, do away with the Big Mac. It's a threat. So, you know, the cattle are dying, and the imitation meat, we're going to try to throw some imitation meat in there and readjust the parameters for the Big Mac. Maybe that...
No, it just next. we can't allow that. If we're going to save America, we have got to save the Big Mac, Kelly. I'm telling you
well,
right
you know,
now.
The other thing it does, is it shows you what it costs for labor, because labor is much cheaper in Mississippi than it is in New York or Hawaii. So, it brings in all of these other things. And if you go to India and order a Big Mac, it's not going to be made with beef. It's made out of lamb, because a lot of them don't eat beef.
Wow.
To all lamb patties.
Yeah, where you live really matters. Wow. All right, I want you guys to guess one last thing. Since we live in Utah, how much is an average Big Mac in Utah, man?
What is a Big Mac? $4.25.
Ooh, you're okay. Yeah, what do you say, Kelly?
I think they're like $4.59.
$4.39. You guys, it's right in the middle of what you guys say. And Utah's kind of in the middle of the pack, you know? Utah's closer to the bottom, but it's, you know. But the average Big Mac costs $3.99. Anyway, I don't want to dwell on that forever, but I do think it's really informative to your point,
Kelly.
Hey,
can I talk about something really quick, Sam?
You were talking about
height and how, you know, tall people and whatever.
Yeah, short people, buddy. They're environmentally friendly, my friend.
Yeah. Well, the Army keeps the best records on, you know, people and sizes. People were taller during the Revolutionary War than they were during the Civil War. So the size went
down.
Say
that again.
So kind of goes. So they were taller during the Revolutionary War, during the 1770s, 80s, than they were during the Civil War in the 1860s.
Yes.
And now we're back going tall. So
you
want to
know why, don't you?
No.
You don't want to know why? Okay, I won't tell you then.
Well, I want to know why. I don't know why.
I'm just having fun. And the reason why is because Big Macs came out in 1967, buddy.
Well, the Civil War, I mean, it's like those guys ate as well or better than the guys during the Revolutionary War.
Oh, yeah.
But it's kind of, you know, you just get these cycles that go through, you know. So it just ebbs and flows.
Yeah, there you have it. Kelly and Brian, before the end of the hour, I want to mention this. We talked about Amazon to eliminate jobs, but now Salesforce, the huge technology behemoth, said that it plans to lay off 10% of their workforce, or about 8,000 employees, and they're also going to scale back office space amid concerns of the economy. This is changing the game big time, gentlemen. Brian?
Yeah, I think a lot of these companies now, you know, and with the workforce, more of them wanting to stay home. I don't know. They don't need these big buildings, I guess. And so office space and then, you know, letting people go. I mean, that's a big impact there. I mean, so realistically, is the government coming to our rescue again? And they're happy because now they're going to take care of more people. You know, people don't want to go back to work because a lot of people are getting funded or money, I guess, or they keep, here's another check or a little thing. I'm interested. Sorry, I'm going off. I digress here, but one thing I thought is we have another $1.7 trillion spending bill that's applied to our taxation or debt. And how can we get the government to shut down at one point? They always say, oh, we have to have a special session so the government doesn't shut down. Let's let the government shut down. Let's just see how that goes for a while. That's what I.
Yeah, does. Let it shut down and just only bring back constitutionally proven services, huh, Kelly?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing with these job cuts is there's a lot of white-collar jobs that are getting cut. And, you know, but, boy, you're still always going to need plumbers and carpenters and electricians. And it's funny that these people that push for women to be CEOs and everything, they're not pushing for them to be plumbers or electricians or, you know, garbage men or anything like that. It's just these other jobs. And but, you know, pretty soon you're going to have three guys that are computer programmers, and then they'll program a computer, and the computer will program all the other computers. So probably not a lot of job safety in that one.
Yeah, but millions of Americans are choosing to not work now because welfare gives more than their income would have, Brian. That alone kind of explains the problem, does it not?
Yeah, I remember over in England on my mission, shoot, everyone was on the dole. So I guess here, I guess what, maybe it's not called the dole, but it's the Mac. No, I don't know.
But, well, all I'm telling you right now is if you're going to give me a welfare check, you better have some Big Mac coupons in it, for crying out loud, or I'm going to riot. Well, don't you think, Kelly? I mean, that's riot worthy.
Yeah, but the problem we're having is now these people that are, you know, the inflation, everything, their solution is for the government to send them another stimulus check. You know, it's not to go out and get new skills and learn things or whatever. No, it's just give me some money so I can afford to pay for all this stuff that's happening. Not well, what's the cause of the problem, but let's just do the solution.
Right. No, you're right. Another factor, too, I remember a lot of these kids. You know, I served down here at BYU, and a lot of these kids, they worked at these tech firms, and they'd just quit their job after a year, take the money, they'd travel across the world or whatever, and then these headhunters would kind of seek out these headhunters who'd plug them into another job for 6 months, a year, and they'd make money, and then they'd quit that job so they could go travel again and for another year, and that was their whole routine.
Yeah. So it kind of reminds me of that Steve Miller song, "Go on, take the money and run." Yeah, right?
Yeah, I like that song.
We've taken responsibility away from people. I mean, now you're not an adult until you're, you know, 26 years old. And it's sad how many people I've worked with that are in their 20s that are married and their wives are pregnant, going to have a baby, and they're still on their mom and dad's insurance. It's like, how did this happen?
Yeah, it's because inflation is so belligerent and so out of control, and the government takes such a big piece of the pie that nobody can make it on their own anymore these days, hardly. If you do, you're flat out broke and watching every penny for 99 out of 100 times. But look, sales of cars and trucks last year fell to their lowest level because, hey, they couldn't get the chips and everything they needed. They couldn't make enough vehicles. But this year, now, they're going to have a roaring back ability to make vehicles, but because of the Federal Reserve increases in costs, it's making it harder. And many people are saying, hey, you're going to have a tough time buying a car. Showrooms are going to be empty. It's going to be disaster for the car buying reality, Brian.
Well, and another factor, when we look at the, you know, the chips and can't get product and so on, is that just an eye-opener for things to happen down the road? I mean, is that a country over here? I mean, China does so much. If they decide they don't want to play the game, do they just, okay, well, you're not going to get this, or you're not going to get this. It's going to tell, you know, are we forced to come to a halt because we can't move our products? We can't get, you know, I just think it's a glimpse of what's going to happen farther and farther down the line here.
Yeah, Big Macs are going to go up to like $40 a Big Mac.
Yeah, the cows are on
strike. Gold's going to be worth like 5 cents. Your dollar's going to be worth like $3 million. You just can't buy anything with it, you see. All right, do you want a final word, Kelly?
Well, I was just going to say, with these cars now, even the only car that Ford makes is a Mustang, you know, and they're trying to make everything electric, and it's like, we're going to give you what we want you to have. And so that's the reason cars are costing more, because you all have to drive SUVs and then pay more for gas, and people just don't get it.
Yeah, it sounds like the Kevin McCarthy, we're going to just shove whatever we want down your throat and claim you're the bad guy because you don't accept it.
Amen.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you, gentlemen, for being alongside. I know it sounds like we're all over the map, but we are having fun. But we are highlighting the reality of constitutional currency and the need for gold and silver to stop inflation. Put stability in your portfolio today with RussQuittingGift.com. Thanks, gentlemen. God save the Republic of the United States of America.